Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone.
Little Chicago, bring this back. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. Anywhere in between, we got something you can do. You can read or listen or ask a question about. Check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, answer our poll question, which is right there on the homepage. And we want to know what you think, and we ask a question, a different one every week. And when you select your answer, you will be able to see how the poll is going so far. Joanna Brandy is all over our website. She's deposited so much wisdom with us over the years, over the last almost 13 years. We're celebrating our 13th anniversary. She's been with us since within a couple of months of that. January 98 was her first time. Joanna, tell the audience how they can find you online and how they can find your books.
Well, that's customercarecoach.com. And the manifesto is at returnonhappiness.com.
All right. So check that out. And the books are at the first website, too, right?
Yes, Customer Care Coach.
So check all that out, folks. And you're traveling all over the country teaching leadership, positive leadership, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been really amazing. I did several groups this week. I work with Vistage, which is a CEO organization, and it really is amazing to see the response that I get from people.
Are you telling people things that they don't already know?
Yeah.
Are you reminding them of things?
Pardon me? Oh, well, you know what? I am telling them things they already know, because the field of positive psychology is only 12 years old.
Yeah.
The research has been only done in the past 10 to 12 years. And, you know, Tal Ben-Shahar is teaching this at Harvard. It's one of the most popular courses at Harvard. I am telling them things they don't know. It's just within the last few years that we've learned that while you're in the experience of positive emotion, there's something called a broaden and build response that widens your scope of attention and increases your intuition and increases your creativity and speeds your problem solving.
And all this is a product of what?
Of the studies that have been going on in positive
psychology. No, but I mean that this broadening.
Oh,
of your...
all this is a product of experiencing positive emotion.
Uh huh.
And which
could be fulfillment.
Oh, yes.
Accomplishment.
It could be fulfillment.
Accomplishment.
It could be joy. Accomplishment. Curiosity.
In the military, we call it esprit de corps.
Esprit de corps.
A camaraderie, a brotherhood, a chivalry.
All of that.
Yeah.
All of that. Anything that is a positive emotion. And that's one of the very first things that I talk to people about. It's time that we widen our emotional vocabulary in business. One of the first questions I ask, and I ask this whether I'm teaching building customer loyalty or positive leadership, one of the very first questions I ask the audience is, where do you tell your employees to leave their emotion when they come to work? And I only hear two answers. They either say, I tell them to leave it at the door, or I tell them to leave it home. And the second question I ask is, would you like your employees to bring their passion to work? And everyone says yes. I said, okay, now let's sit with this for just a moment. Because you cannot tell people to leave their emotions at work and then expect them to come to work and passionately care about the customer.
You mean leave their emotions at home?
Yeah, leave their emotions at home, sorry.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then passionately come to work and care about the customers. So right there is a huge disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
So then we begin talking about how do we create, we need emotion, but how do we keep it positive? How do we keep that emotion positive?
How do we do that?
Well, for one thing is to be aware of it, is to be aware, you know, we live in a culture that is so negative. Our examples of communication, if all you need to do is turn on the TV, are so negative.
Well, and the people we tend to hear the most about, and sometimes even deify, are not worthy of our admiration, they're not even worthy of our time.
Exactly, and I will tell you, even last week, being in and out of so many airports, it was rare that I could find a place to sit, or I wasn't near a there was a CNN channel on that was just spouting out negative.
Yep.
I mean, really gross, you know, horrible things. And I felt like I was captive. And when you take that in and you're not aware that you're taking that in, and you're not counteracting that with gratitude, one of the quickest ways to get to a positive emotion is to stop and simply shift your attention from all that chatter in your head to the physical area around your heart And just think about something you appreciate. You and I probably go right to grandchildren, you know?
Yeah.
We go, oh, that baby was so cute last week. Or, you know, something you appreciate or love will automatically shift you over into a positive emotion.
And so what our job is as leaders is to give our employees something to feel that way about.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I often encourage my clients to have a gratitude journal at work so people can write down the kinds of things that they're grateful for and that they're happy about.
And none of this none of this precludes you being serious business people. This is
there's a positivity ratio. There's really a ratio of 5 to 1 that we teach. 5 positive to every 1 negative. So that means 5 times you're acknowledging someone, you're praising them, you're speaking well of them, you're telling them what they've done good,
right.
You're talking about their strengths to every time you criticize them, or to every time you're cynical, or to every time you're sarcastic. We just live in a world where I think the ratio is in the opposite direction.
Yeah, we have to become smarter consumers of information these days, because everything is breaking news. And what I remind people is, if everything is breaking news, nothing is breaking news.
Well, I think we have to become smarter consumers of energy.
Yeah.
I think we have to be able to recognize what's positive, what's a positive vibe, if
right.
you will, what's a negative vibe, and either walk away from it or change it.
Right.
Or simply protect ourselves from it by, you know, when you're in an airport, there's not much you can do.
Give us that website again, Joanna, the book websites.
CustomerCareCoach.com and ReturnOnHappiness.com.
Joanna, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Oh, Jim, congratulations, and I'm proud of you.
I appreciate it, Joanna. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.